Proclamation number 5044 of 19th of January, 1951. Spiritual work. Light. Knowledge. Plan of salvation. I speak to you through my spirit, always with the same love and unchanging patience. My words are only ever means of grace to help you attain beatitude. My love for you causes me to reveal myself to you, and in order for you to recognize me I work in you, because my adversary also tries to influence you from outside but he can never express himself through the spirit in you. For the spiritual spark in you is only active when you establish the connection with me through loving activity or heartfelt prayer. Thus spiritual activity is always the expression of myself and therefore beyond all doubt. But the adversary can also influence the human being's thoughts, which he likewise regards as coming from within, and therefore it has to be examined what is to be understood by working of the spirit, which my adversary has no ability to do and never will have. My adversary cannot let anything arise in the human heart, but he can only awaken or bring to mind such thoughts in him which are already dormant in him, i.e., which have already impressed the brain through external events or thought activity based on experiences or knowledge imparted to him from outside. Hence something must be present in the human being which the adversary stimulates through his influence, and understandably he will only bring to mind in the human being that which is helpful to his striving to distance him from me. Thus he will never influence him in my will. Spiritual working, however, brings mental results to light which the human being had not previously gained in any way and which can never be imparted to him from outside either, unless someone else's spiritual working is brought to his attention. Spiritual work is an introduction to eternal truth, an elucidation of hitherto dark areas, a solution to problems that exceed human understanding. Spiritual work is also the gaining of a profound knowledge of the meaning and purpose of creation and of the Creator's original relationship to what has been created. It is a higher wisdom which, however, mind you, comes to the human being from within, for even the same knowledge brought to him from outside only becomes realization if it is illuminated by the Spirit in the human being. Thus I can work in the human being through the spirit. Now my adversary can never impart this knowledge to a person who has never been given such knowledge before, who does not have the ability to do so. Thus he can never give this knowledge to a person in bondage to him from within either, because he no longer possesses it himself, since he is fallen and this fall also brought darkness of spirit with it. He finds himself in completely wrong thinking and tries to transfer this to people, and he will only ever impart the thoughts to the human being which correspond to his darkness and push him away from me. My adversary flees the truth and will therefore never convey it to the person he wants to distance from me. Truth, however, is the knowledge which portrays me as the most loving, omnipotent and exceedingly wise creator of heaven and earth. Truth is the knowledge which gives light, thus brings the human being knowledge about my eternal plan of salvation. For the latter will also learn to recognize me as a God of love, as I also want to be recognized by my living creations so that they will love me again and strive for unification with me, which is the first and last aim of all created things, because this unification signifies eternal bliss which I want to prepare for my living creations. Through the spiritual spark in the human being he is inseparably connected to me, yet he only awakens to life from me when he himself establishes the connection with the eternal Father Spirit. And so that you humans recognize this, I work through my spirit in you who believe in me and long for me. I reveal myself to you in my love, wisdom and power. Amen.